Australian-born writer Thomas Keneally admits there are a few distractions as he tries to write in a room which overlooks the South Pacific in Sydney.
We live at the nudist end of the beach. Blessedly, I'm screened off from all that by a screen of shrubs.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Keneally's fame is growing. Penguin has issued in paperback Schindler's List, an account of an erratic German businessman who risked his own life to save more than 1,000 Jews from the Nazis. Schindler's List won the prestigious British Booker Prize. Keneally is also known for his novels Confederates and The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith. He studied for the priesthood but gave up the idea to teach high school. It was then that Keneally tapped out his first novel, The Place at Witten, a book he says he would like to forget.
It's about as attractive in retrospect as is the first girl you fell in love with when you were 16. It was written in a summer holiday. When the holidays ended, I finished the novel off as quick as I could. I sundered relationships, pushed characters off cliffs, and sent it away to an English publisher, who, to my amazement, accepted it.
Keneally retires each day to his workroom to write.
It's very messy. It has a pool table in it, which is rarely free for play. It's generally covered with documents, especially during the writing of a thing such as Schindler's List, which was heavily based on people's testimonies and documents of all kinds.
He says he plays percentage writing the way some people play percentage football, by grinding out the words. Some of them are bound to be okay.
That became the tenet of my professional life. That's what I have always stuck to attempt to have a daily quota, which I don't often meet, but which I sometimes exceed by a factor of 2 or 2.5 or even 3 on great days.
For Steven Spielberg, Keneally has written the screenplay for Schindler's List. What's it like to be a writer in Australia? Thomas Keneally tells us about that next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Australia appears to have a growing literary establishment. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Australia's best-known writers are Patrick White, Morris West, and Thomas Keneally. Keneally says, however, he is often accused, in a friendly way, of committing an act of national treachery for not writing exclusively about Australia.
Australians are lovely people, except when they get cultural ideas. And at the moment, you know, they're just off the frontier, about 20 years, and now we want a culture of our own, and we're very unforgiving of anyone who doesn't actually write about Australia.
Keneally has, of course, his novel, The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith, for example, but he's also written about America in Confederates. And in Schindler's List, now out in paperback, Keneally writes about a German industrialist who jeopardizes his life to save over 1,000 Jews from the Nazis. Keneally says his homeland may still be in its adolescence, but it is a nation of readers.
The popular image of the Australian as someone who can't use a knife and fork, and if you invite him to dinner, he'll be sick on the carpet and try to offend the hostess and so on. But in fact, they are per capita quite voracious readers, and it's always been an excellent book market.
But the publishers are elsewhere.
In many ways, the publishing setup is still a colonial one. A lot of books come to us from the major British publishers. There is a gentleman's agreement by which the Americans do not invade that area, since it was once part of the British Empire.
Unlike most Western democracies, the Australian government will bankroll aspiring writers.
The Literature Board of the Australia Council gives grants to writers. It will give them research grants of, say, $5,000 Australian, which is almost the same as $5,000 US, or it will actually give them a living wage to write a book.
The Australian writer Thomas Keneally. He has also written the screenplay for his nonfiction book, Schindler's List. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.